Jeff Simon's with us from the Hemp Exchange, where he is going to begin a general sales of marijuana tomorrow for medically proved conditions. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, they got to have a letter from themselves and witnessed by another person.
All right, let's go to Marina Del Rey on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Well, I am not against using marijuana for medical purposes if the doctor prescribes it. But what he was saying, I could say I had cancer and I could have my friend witness, sign it and witness it and get marijuana.
But they gotta witness that you got cancer.
Well, she would, I have friends that would say that, and I think anybody does.
Do you feel bad about having friends that would lie?
Well, no. I mean, because I'm not saying I would do it, but...
But you got friends that would lie about it?
Oh, well, everybody does.
No, I don't have any friends that are going to violate the law and lie about it.
Well, I think that if somebody comes in, I've got a headache, you know...
You should look into your relationships in your life that you got friends that would lie about something as serious as...
Well, if they were on marijuana and I was on marijuana, they would...
Are you currently on marijuana?
No, I'm not.
Not currently?
I never have been, but it's just the idea of the thing. You could do it. I know people that could do it and do it.
All right, what are you asking the lady, Jeff?
I want to know from the lady specifically, have you sparked the owl?
No.
Have you ever gotten stoned and played pinochle?
No. I played pinochle, but I haven't been stoned when I played it.
Have you tried being stoned playing pinochle or bridge?
I have not been stoned, period.
All right, yeah, the lady has never, she said she's never smoked.
You have never, have you ever been next to the bud?
No.
Okay, what's your name, ma'am?
My name's
well,
Delta.
What's your first name?
My name's Delta.
Delta. Sound like a very nice lady, Delta.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do, Delta. My name's Jeff, okay?
Okay, Jeff.
If you come to the Hemp Exchange and spark the owl, we can play some pinochle to find out if you qualify.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I am not against it if the doctor prescribes it for real exquisite pain, but...
Exquisite pain?
Yes, very, very severe.
Do you enjoy pain?
No, I said I have no objection to the doctor prescribing it when somebody is in that... condition.
You know, I really want to blaze up with you. You sound very cool and very nice. You sound like a very nice lady. I want to blaze up with you.
Now,
what do you mean?
I want this lady to be next to the bud because she's a very sweet lady.
She sounds like a very nice lady.
I'm going to stay that way.
Huh?
I said I'm going to stay that way.
No, but if you blaze up, you will transcend.
No.
Yeah. And the other thing about the bud and about the spark of the owl, okay, is that if you want to qualify for the spark up, then you should come down and play some bridge.
Well, I really don't care to qualify.
You don't want to qualify for the bud?
I do not want anything to do with it myself. And the thing is, if the person has a legitimate, very, very severe pain, the doctor would prescribe it, not just me writing a letter saying so-and-so.
Do you get headaches?
No.
All right, do you have any lower back pain or any?
No.
Do you have arthritis of any kind?
No.
Are you short?
I'm fairly short, but it's not going to make me any taller.
How tall are you?
Just a little above 5 foot.
Then you should spark the owl.
That would not help my height.
It will make you taller.
It would make me think I was taller.
It would make her think she was taller. That's right.
Are you a munchkin?
No, I'm not. I'm normal citizen.
Have you ever appeared in a commercial for dairy products?
No.
Have they ever photographed you sitting on a Shetland pony?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Quit being stupid.
This doesn't have a thing to do with what we're discussing.
But the Surgeon General says smoking the bud causes the bones to create calcium, and in about 10% of all cases where people have sparked the owl, they've grown another 2 inches.
Well, I'm sure I'm not going to be growing any taller at my age.
No way.
I would just think I was.
Are you like 100 years old and nothing's wrong with you? I mean,
I'm 63 and there's nothing wrong with me.
Do you have a voracious sex appetite?
Well, that's my business.
Well, the weed will provide it.
Well, maybe I don't need it to provide it. You don't know.
The bud can provide it.
Maybe I don't need that to provide it. I'm a healthy individual.
But you're 63, you said.
Well, so what?
Well, but you need to have the voracious appetite.
She said she doesn't need it.
That's my business. That's something that's private.
But I'll tell you, if you're 5'1 now and you smoke a pound of the bud, you'll be 6 foot tall before the summer comes around.
I would, like I said, it would make me think I was taller.
Are you trying to tell me?
But what I'm saying, are you trying to tell me the way you're going about it is wrong.
Smoking marijuana is going to make this woman taller.
It's for the surgery.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
Well, she dropped the BS bomb. Ma'am, you can't use that kind of language.